We're just talking about our Two Guys Named Chris Comedy All-Star Tour. It kicked off on Friday night. We were in Asheboro, North Carolina. Then Saturday's show got canceled, but maybe rescheduled. We're thinking.
We're hoping.
Yeah, I think we're going to get that done. The comedians, really great. EJ Masicampo, Jeremy Alder, and Dave Landau were all very, very funny. And we got really good reviews from people who saw the show. They really liked it. Two Will Hardo said they had a great time. He was there, one of our all-time ultimate P1s.
What I really dig a lot about it is that they're all decent guys to hang out with.
Great.
There's no egos with these, almost any of these comics that we've had.
Oh, we've had them for years, and they're all just really nice guys. You know, and Dave Landau he's very successful now. And he just is such a great, funny, talented, and
but
nice guy.
Down to earth as can
nice
be.
Nice guy. So EJ Masicampo, you don't know this. He brought his kids, which you do know, because he's like, I had to bring them to the
show. Child care crisis.
Yep.
So we've all been there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Child care crisis. Like, dude, who brought their kids? Well, it was EJ. Okay. Yeah. And
there's a third grader and a fifth grader running around backstage. Yeah.
So nice. Well-behaved. Really nice.
The most polite kids I think I've ever met.
Totally. So what y'all don't know is one of the guys was on stage. It must have been Jeremy. The middle second performer.
Headliner.
EJ was done. He was first. And I did what I always do.
Hide in the back. As far away from the stage as you can be.
Thank you. And in this particular case, I was up where there had been like a little VIP area beforehand. And there was a huge spread of food out there and jugs of tea and lemonade and water. And so I was
spare no expense.
Exactly.
You know, and when it comes to the backstage bacchanal.
It's the big time, all right? It's the big time.
You want an Arnold Palmer? I can make you one.
EJ made one. I said, go ahead, take it. It's on us.
All you want.
That's right.
So bottomless Arnold Palmer's backstage.
My thought was, no one will dare look for me up here. Certainly I'll be alone with my thoughts up here. Well, EJ's son, who's in fifth grade, came walking up, and I chatted with him for just a second. And then out of nowhere, I'm just sitting at a table, just the two of us, and that long spread of food. And he's standing next to the drinks, the water, the lemonade. And he goes, look over there. And I turn, and I'm just staring at a wall. And I look back, and he's got the lemonade, and he's like rushing off to sneak downstairs with it. But then he brought it back and put it on the table. And I said, you can have that lemonade if you want. You can take it down there if you want to. And he goes, dude, it's a bit. Come on.
Wow.
Like, oh, my God.
And
we should let him do a type five.
Well, And he says, you really stared at that wall for a long time. He's like, I almost actually took it because you stared. So I was going to do my bit. But, you know, because, well, I felt like since it was a child, he really did want me to look. He says, look over there. So I just like, and the wall was off-white and there was nothing on it. I looked her over real good, thought, boy, he's got something over there he's seen. For a minute, I thought maybe he's like, you know, one of those kids like in a horror movie where he sees the demon coming
like
through the wall.
Like dead people or whatever.
Yeah, but it wasn't. He's like, golly, you are really, you know, you really stared at that wall. But he worked it out on me. I was like, okay, whatever, you know, fun.
They're very, very well-mannered kids.
Yes.
I don't know if we'll get the chance to hang out with them again the next seven shows.
Depends on if there's
I'd be happy to spend time with him.
Yes, I would too.
But someone, Rachel had bought Girl Scout cookies. There was a very brilliant Girl Scout selling them outside the Flying Pig.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Your hometown of Asheboro, Kelly, between the Flying Pig and the theater, Sunset Theater.
That was really fun too. And that was smart thinking on the Girl Scouts.
So there were two packages of cookies, Girl Scout cookies, in the green room where EJ and his kids were, they'd set up their iPads and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And they were staring at those all night long, but they didn't touch them until someone said it's okay to open them.
That's tough. That's good for those kids.
Yeah. Very well disciplined.
I was just reading that some manners that have gone away over the years are kids asking permission for things like that. Mm. You know, they just would take, you know, so good for them for not doing that.
Yeah.
I liked them.
They stared at them. They never touched them.
I thought it was really great. Yeah. I thought it was
delightful kids.
Agreed.
I don't think that would work. That wouldn't work in this room.
Are you kidding? You bring that in?
No.
We've seen.
I mean, we know.
Yes, okay, yes, we know. We're DJs.
And apparently, the younger, the third grader, her teacher is a P1.
That was really cool too. Yeah, EJ, the comedian, was fast to say her teacher enjoys it, and he goes, obviously, I never allow her anywhere near. Oh, no. No, you wouldn't want to. No, don't raise her that way. But her teacher did. So that was really nice. In Wisconsin, there are some people that are dealing with something that is very rare. I guess you do hear of it from time to time, an animal-related story. In Janesville, Wisconsin, one neighborhood is being attacked by a flock of wild turkeys, acting incredibly aggressively, chasing people, blocking traffic, even targeting children and postal workers. One resident, Lawrence Meyer, captured video of turkeys chasing the mail carrier and his 8-year-old son while also trying to cross the street. And there's no word on why they can't get rid of these turkeys. They've called in animal control, and so far they've gotten no success, no satisfaction from them. This is the resident who's talking about it.
At first, I love wildlife. The turkeys were cool. They've become a nuisance. You know, they block traffic. They've caused accidents. They went after my mailman. As he was approaching crossing the street, the turkeys started chasing after him. It's scary. These are big birds. I'm not asking as a snobby person to get rid of these turkeys. I want to see them thrive in their natural habitat, and I want to see these children be able to thrive in their habitat or neighborhood, if you will.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Doesn't sound that crazy, does it?
No. The animal control there in Wisconsin has said, assert your dominance by becoming larger and going at the turkeys to scare them away. Like you do with a black bear, right? You get bigger with a black bear.
You do.
So they're saying do that. Make yourself look larger. Use a coat, an umbrella, or maybe a garbage bag to slowly back away from the turkey as they approach you. And if you make yourself look larger, it'll be okay.
These guys can fly, right? Wild turkeys?
Yeah, and they are big.
I mean, they can dive bomb you, right?
I do see once in a while, a wild turkey is in our neighborhood.
But this seems like the wrong time of year.
Doesn't it? It seems like they'd be...
Are they mating in this time of dead of winter?
Don't you usually see them in like October, November?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
For that time? Yeah. I don't know.
And then the spring is when the chicks hatch, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have wild turkeys in my area, and I feel like I see them all year.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you ever approached, or are they aggressive toward you?
No. And I wonder, what does the turkey do? Like, why are you running? Is it going to peck you?
Does it come?
I bet it snaps.
Yeah, I think they're territorial,
think so?
Too. Probably.
I mean, it's because, like, with geese, geese will try to kill you.
Yes.
But I've never seen a turkey be aggressive. I didn't know that they were.
I'm triggered by that goose talk. Chris Dim knows. I used to walk our little dog around a pond that we lived near. And at that time, the goose had given birth, or it was sitting on its eggs. Mm-hmm. And that male goose would chase me. Chris Tim said, get a git stick. So I finally did. I had to get a
git.
I had to get a git stick to, you know. But I didn't know what to do. I'm city living. You know, it's too much city living. You're country strong. I like it. You got wild turkeys out there.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Are there firearms in your home?
Don't answer that.
Oh, yeah. That's a yes. I have no problem with that.
Are they in season? Or I don't know the rules about what you can and cannot shoot. Can you shoot a wild turkey? At any point?
I think you can. I don't know of any rules on them.
This guy you just heard from started a petition to have the turkeys removed, which has 70 signatures from the neighborhood. And the Wildlife Service says, well, if the situation doesn't resolve itself, they might remove them. But they like to leave them alone. You know, they like to leave them wherever they are. I don't know. That's
are they? I don't even know the status of protected, semi-protected. Who knows?
A wild turkey? I don't know either.
Are they in season? There's got to be a season for everything, right? You can't just... Yeah. Kill them when they're nesting or anything like that.
You'd think there would be a season for wild turkey like that. Well, you'd know. You're armed to the hilt. We just heard that.
That's a very big boot you got on today.
Yeah, what you're packing. Boots on.
Yeah. It was, you know, that recently it was like on this date in history. Was it Benjamin Franklin who wanted the turkey to be the national bird?
I've always heard that. You know, you don't hear it when you're a kid, but you hear it when you get older.
It said that it was on this date in history like 200 and something years ago. This was last month, that he put forward the plan to make the turkey our national bird, but then
supposedly a smarter bird or a smart bird.
Smarter bird.
I don't know if it was even in competition with the eagle.
Well, I mean, clearly the eagle was the right choice, but...
it's a magnificent bird.
Yeah, but he wanted turkey.
They do eat garbage, though.
Eagles?
Okay.
Eagles
will eat. Oh, yeah.
They're scavengers.
Don't you see them at landfills sometimes?
Yeah, you probably do. Sonny, you're talking about these wild turkeys, at least in one neighborhood. Go ahead, Sonny.
Well, we do have wild turkeys where I live, but we also, I used to have turkeys.
that I raised. I got them as little babies, and they were great until they got big. and the hens were really good, but the tom was very aggressive. He was very territorial, and he was, I don't know, I guess he thought I was his girlfriend because he used to try to dominate me.
Oh, really?
Sonny, no. I'm not lying. Y'all, I'm not lying. It was insane. I've got video.
Oh, my God.
I would be just like, I'd be sitting outside just like hanging out with my horse, drinking a beer, whatever, and he would come over and he would put his feathers up and drop his wings and come up and just start just harassing me. It was insane. It was totally insane.
Whoa.
Eventually the coyotes got everybody, but, it was really impressive. And turkeys, no, they're huge. They are.
Yeah.
Did you have the birds?
They're like,
Sonny, were the birds pets or meat for you?
They were pets,
okay.
But,
okay.
You know, I think that had we been able to extend their lifespan, it could have progressed.
Gone the other direction. I understand. Wow. I was wondering, you answered every question. I was wondering how you finally got the problem to solve it.
Well, it solved itself. The coyotes came in.
Thank you very much, Sonny.
You have coyotes out in your property,
Rachel? I do have coyotes, yeah. Yes. You can hear them howling at night.
Can you?
Yeah.
You're country strong. I like this. I didn't know. There's so many things I've learned about you today. The McDonald's thing. You're packing heat all the time. I really enjoy it. You've cut your hair.